Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
It is indeed, and this morning we've got Sian Williams with us, who is part of the Liggins Institute in the University of Auckland, and we're talking about cerebral palsy today and early detection of it in quite young babies. Morena, Sian, how are you this morning?
Good morning, I'm good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to have you up here. This sounds like really interesting and quite radical research, because it looks like you've been able to shorten the time in which we can detect cerebral palsy in babies by quite some months. So tell us a wee bit about how you got into this area of research before we talk a wee bit more about the research itself.
Okay, so my background is, it's a bit weird to be working in early diagnosis space, because I'm actually an exercise scientist by background.
True.
So that's more about looking at movement and rehab and that kind of approach to working with kids with cerebral palsy. That was my background. And so kind of got into this space of working with kids with cerebral palsy and thinking, actually, what we're doing right now, working with trying to help improve their movement and quality of life, actually, if we can jump in much earlier, we can make such a big difference in the long run. So that's where this early diagnosis sort of work came about. There's a lot of work around the world, and it's a big shift in our approach to cerebral palsy. And so that's how I kind of fell into that space. And funnily enough, my background in movement analysis has actually worked to my advantage in this space, because it turns out that one of the diagnostic tools is actually looking at their movements babies. So it's quite a full circle moment, really.
That's pretty amazing. And tell us a wee bit now about what you guys have found, because it's hugely significant. 19 months was originally about the age at which we could see if kids had cerebral palsy or if they were starting to present with that. But you've managed to get it down to about 6 months now. That's quite wild.
So the evidence shows that we can actually diagnose under 6 months of age.
Wow.
At the moment, 19 months is the average age of diagnosis in New Zealand. Only about 38% will get diagnosed before the age of one. Mm-hmm. And when we think about what can be done within even just that first year in terms of early intervention, but also supporting our families through that process, it can just make such a huge change for their lives. So it's really exciting developments that we're just trying to push forwards here.
Totally. It must be really nice as a researcher to work on something that you can see having immediate real world positive benefits for, as you're saying, not just the kids, but their families as well, because it's a big thing to have a diagnosis like this within your whānau.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff to adjust and maybe expectations around how, you know, being a parent is going to be, or being a grandparent or something. And for these kids too, you know, babies do so much development in their first 2 years. So getting it early, I imagine, is really important.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a lot we can do, as I said, for the family, but also for the child, and in terms of intervention, but also planning bringing awareness around what cerebral palsy means. I mean, if you've met one person with cerebral palsy, you've met one person with cerebral palsy. It's a very complex condition. They can present very differently, and you can go from one extreme to the other. So often the public's perception of what cerebral palsy is actually the very small minority of what cerebral palsy looks like and can present like. So it's a really interesting area to work in.
So tell us a wee bit about this movement analysis that you've been working on, because that sounds really fascinating.
Yeah, so one of the tools that we're trying to get to being used in practice more frequently is called the General Movements Assessment. And it's basically a way that we look at a baby's movements really early on. These are naturally sort of spontaneous movements that are generated from the brain. And they're not the big kicking and, you know, pleasure spurts that we're talking about. They're these really small little movements that you might not really think that you're seeing them doing much, but for our trained eye, we can actually see them developing quite naturally.
Yeah.
They're called writhing movements early on, up until around 9 weeks post-term age, and then they develop into these what we call fidgety movements. So they're very, very descriptive terms that we look at. And basically, if these movements are different or absent, that signals that there's a neurological dysfunction, because that's, you know, as I said, these movements come from the brain. So if there's a problem in the brain, then we see these outcomes in these changes of movements. So from a parent's perspective, what that means is that we would ask them to take a about a 3-minute video of their baby whilst they're lying on their back, happy, mm-hmm. awake, not sucking on a dummy or hiccuping or crying. We just need to have a little bit of a video of them on their backs. And then from our perspective, we then review that video to see if these movements are there. And it's got the highest level of accuracy in being able to predict cerebral palsy. It's even more predictive than brain imaging, so MRI, which is the common approach that most people will turn to. So it's really exciting to be able to use this tool in New Zealand.
That is amazing. I imagine a big part of your research eventually or about pushing this out will be of getting parents to do that, to film their kids, because it's not necessarily something I think people would assume they're going to have to look out for their children necessarily. How do you, I guess, bridge that particular messaging perhaps for families?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things that you think, oh, wouldn't this be amazing if every baby could just do this assessment and we could screen every single baby? But that's going to take a lot of videos, a lot of work, and a lot of staring at computer screens of babies wriggling around.
Yeah.
So that's why we sort of narrow it down to babies that will meet specific criteria that are probably more high risk, that we would flag and be able to interpret that a little bit better. There are some groups, and we are working on maybe being able to automate the process of reviewing these kind of videos. So that could be an exciting, in the future, an automated approach to reviewing all these thousands and thousands of videos. But for now, it's limited in that it does take some time, but it's really exciting that from the parents' perspective, it's not too much of a burden for them. And most people, if you look at a parent's phone, I'm pretty sure they've got a pretty good amount.
They've
probably got at least 3 million pictures of videos of their kids. So it could be quite achievable, actually.
Totally. Well, Sean, thank you so much for coming in and chatting to us about your research. It sounds really amazing what you're working on. What's the next step for you in terms of this research? Where are you going next with it?
A few different approaches. One in particular that we're really excited about is a early diagnosis hub that's coming out of based in Wellington, and that's going to be sort of a central hub that we're going to pilot, where people within the Wellington region can be referred into or have those early screening processes undertaken for their child and improve our communication around what cerebral palsy is. So that's a really exciting development that's happening. It's a lot of work and a lot of consultation that's really important to have to get it done right. So, but yeah, that's probably one of our most exciting adventures coming up.
Cool. Well, best of luck with it. Thank you, Sian, so much for coming in today. We'll see you soon.
Thanks.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn. Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university. And